ATR mode.
0TR, this is KR4AAE. How are you this afternoon, Tom?
Oh, I'm still recovering from my surgery, but doing a whole lot better. We just ran over to Ingalls and got some mass consumables. How's your day going?
It's going pretty good. I'm just recovering from some super bug that I contracted from a kid's birthday party on Sunday. Had me down for the count. I'm just now feeling like a human being again. Those germ factories, man, whew, knocked me down pretty good.
Yeah, our daughter up in Michigan is a school teacher. She said it's like working in a petri dish, and that's the truth. I've been avoiding crowds, waiting on this surgery for about 3 months, hoping that I would get through it. Thank the good Lord. And I'm just starting to recover from it, but still got a little pain, but not near as much as it's been the last week. I'm sorry to hear you got that. I'd almost guess that it was the norovirus. That's really been a bug that's been going around all over. Our nephew's a medical scientist, and he flies a lot. But he wound up in the hospital in Denver the other day, which I'm surprised he wasn't overseas. He goes all over the world all the time. But it really put him down.
Yeah, I've heard about the norovirus. I don't know too much about it, but I don't know what I mean, it takes a lot to put me down. And my wife was like, "You are just feeling terrible, aren't you?" Like, yeah. She's like, "This is a good one, isn't it?" I'm like, "Sure is."
Abdominal pain, diarrhea, fever, things like that. And it sure isn't any fun, Steve. Excuse me, I've only had the flu, one time in my life, Bernice? And I was working on a Worthington, very large air compressor out between two buildings, and it was 5 below 0. And I think that had something to do with it. I don't know.
It's pretty cold, 5 below 0. Well, I'm glad you made it through your surgery okay. You're having less pain. I haven't been on the radio much. I've been down for the count and just busy with life and everything else in between. But glad you're doing better there.
I haven't even turned the HF on the last, 10 days. And that's rare. I usually do some HF every night, and just for a couple hours, and usually Morse code at that. But I haven't hardly been on this one, and Patrick's been checking me in, or somebody, and mainly Patrick. And thank heavens for him. But I just haven't felt like being on the radio at all. Got to talk to a good friend last night for about 10 minutes before the net, and that was a great pleasure. And that's about all I've been on. Going to doctor's appointments. Got to do that tomorrow again. Got to do that next week. And when you get old, it's pills and bills, I'm afraid.
Yeah, there is a movie way back in the day. I think it was Pollyanna in the opening scene. It said something. Yeah, when you said something along the lines you said, when you get older, it's all pills and bills. That's all.
Yeah, I got one the other day. And says this was declined and it was quite expensive, and I'm nervous anyways, and it really, as you get older, you get that way. Shook me up, and then I got to thinking, those idiots, they didn't enter it in the right codes again. They did that a few years ago, and I called them up, and sure enough, they said, "Oh, no, it's zero. It's the balance." And I thought, "Oh, thank God for that." But I'd hate to have been stuck with that one, I'll tell you. You go to hospital anymore for an x-ray, and it's going to cost you.
Oh, yeah. That's, I've seen a couple of those bills roll through without insurance, and I look at it, and I'm like, oof, man, that's going to be rough. I mean, thank God for insurance and all the other things we have in place, too, or else staying healthy gets very expensive. Especially when you got to go to the ER or something like that. Or an ambulance ride. Good grief.
That one would have bankrupted us. It was for a hip surgery for Bernice. But I'll tell you one that really surprised me. Back when we lived in Kansas, I had a friend that had to be medevaced in a helicopter with a heart attack. And it's just 28 miles from where we live down to Joplin, Missouri, to the heart center. It's $44,000 for the helicopter ride.
Wow. Yeah, that would have bankrupted me, too. That's a lot.
Well, now, that's been 15, 20 years ago. And, good Lord, you know, you're only talking. Oh, they probably fly 135 to 160 miles an hour along that area. They're not real fast, but they're a lot faster than a car. And thank God they're there. I do appreciate them. I've never had the privilege of riding in one. But, I've been in helicopter, but not that kind. But helicopters are not like airplanes. Airplanes, they do 100-hour inspections. They do weekly inspections. They do monthlies. They do major overhauls. But with helicopters, every so many hours, if you need new blades on that helicopter, you replace them. You don't inspect them. And that's the same way on everything on them, as far as I know. But, you know, I'm not an expert. But I've been told that by people that are.
That was 15-some-odd years ago. I would be willing to bet that that price is probably either double or tripled for the medevac. And God willing, I'd never have to worry about getting medevaced out of anywhere.
I go every now and then, and they have a service that you can acquire, sort of like insurance, very expensive insurance, and they want me to buy that, so in case I need a helicopter ride, well, it'll be paid for. But, you know, Steve, first of all, you got to be able to pay for that insurance. So, no, we don't have it. Anyways, like you said, God willing, we won't need it. Well, Steve, we've arrived home. Great to hear you're feeling better. Those noroviruses and flu and stuff, I always get a flu shot every year because you can't get the flu from a flu shot. And knock on wood, so far it's been very effective. You can still get it, but it's not near as severe. And when you get older, it's much more severe, let me tell you. So it's a good preventative maintenance is what we call it. Anyways, take care, Steve, and I'll talk to you down the line. N0TR, clear with your final.
Me too, Tom. Glad you made it through your surgery good, and make sure you stay healthy so we can chat some more. This is KR4AAE.